Before I start my monologue, I'd like you to take a look at a very important message starring some of your favorite television and movie stars. The message they're delivering is as simple as it's important. Get high on yourself. See you in a minute.
Floundering. What am I? Some kind of barnacles on the dinghy of your life?
Papa here, and you're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed funk.
Some kind of judge or lawyer? Maybe not, but I know what law suits me. So what am I? I ain't no physicist, but I know what matters. What am I? I'm Papa, the sailor.
And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am, and that's all that I am, because I am what I am.
You got it?
I think so, yes.
And I've got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye, and I never hurt nobody's, and I'll never tell a lie. Top to me bottoms, from the bottoms to me top. That's the way it is, till the days that I drop. What am I?
What am I?
I am what I am.
Hello, Papa here. I was just kind of in the room doing some discus, you know, and he asked me nice good night, complaining on the radio. So I thought I'd come out here and kind of do a little bit of talking for you, yes. So welcome to Paul Mac Presents, for the week of October 2nd through 6th, 1983, yes. And if that's you out there, Blues, ain't no friend, no car, I don't know, and this line is propelled by spinach. Bye-bye.
From Universal Pictures, the story of a woman determined to take nothing less than everything Hollywood has to offer. She's hot, steamy, sexy, exotic, and erotic. Pia Zadora is Harold Robbins, the Lonely Lady. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
This is Brad from Northridge. You might have heard me on last week's tape. And this week I'd like to review Eddie and the Cruisers, which I thought would be an extremely haunting movie. I saw it, and it was well made, and the actors were fairly good, and the plot was extremely good but could have been built a lot upon more than they did it. And I would give the movie, on my scale of 1 to 10, about a 7.5. Thank you. This has been Brad from Northridge with another great review.
In 1964, Eddie Wilson had it all. He had genius. He had vision. He had the hottest rock and roll band in the country. Then suddenly, one night, his car went off a dark New Jersey bridge. His body was never found. Now, 20 years later, the mystery of Eddie Wilson begins to unravel. Eddie and the Cruisers, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
This is Rich of Sun Valley. I recently saw Nightmares, unfortunately. It was a nightmare in itself. The movie starts off with these clouds rolling by and these evil-looking rat eyes, I suppose. Stupid. It just goes for the shocking, graphic types of little things at first, and then tries to get a little intelligent and doesn't really work. The guy who wrote it, who I do not have any idea who was, really had no grip on anything. The director's pretty good. He sort of moves it all along and it doesn't get too boring. The acting was like, you know, those teenage movies you see. You know, like Prom Night or something like that. Someone who did come out good, and it was Emilio Estevez, I think that's how you pronounce it, with this story on video games. It's sort of like a la Tron. Also, a gentleman who played a priest in the one about the devil, a devilish car, sort of like the Universal Studios, the car a while back with James Bowen. He was pretty good. I can't remember his name, though. Overall, it was a very poorly done film. I don't know what they were trying to aim for. It went from sort of violent to silly to totally ridiculous with the story about giant rats. I found myself laughing towards the end. It was about the best comedy I've seen this year next to Jaws 3D. It was utterly ridiculous. I hope this was reasonably intelligent. This has been Richard Sundell.
Hi, this is Cam from Snugger Park. I just seen Strangers from... Strangers from Another Planet. I thought that was excellent because it was dramatic, it was serious, and it was so great. You cried, you laughed. It's like... How can you put it? You can't. It's so great. You know, it's like at the end, this little girl, you know, she's out there. She's in a spaceship getting to go off to another planet. And her daddy's there, but daddy's a human, and he doesn't want to go. And he says, no, I want to stay on my Earth. And her mommy's from another planet or whatever. That's right, the man and the away from another planet got together, okay. And so she sees another gamer take off, and the mommy goes, go, sweetheart, do it, do it. And so the little girl flashes her finger, and all electricity comes out and just, like, blows up the ceiling. And the man and the little girl jumps out, and they're saved, you know, the spaceship goes off. You know, everybody that was killed comes back to life. It's a really, really good movie. You have to go and see it. This is Cindy from Chicago Park. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think the film she was trying to get across there was Strange Invaders, a very excellent film. I saw it. It's somewhere between, it crosses the realm between nightmares and reality. No, really. What it is it's some kind of a satire and serious science fiction. It's just like those old science fiction 50s movies where you see the old UFOs flying around in the air and they've got a little string that's carrying them along. That's great, isn't it? But no, this one is a 1949 Wurlitzer jukebox instead. But it's great. They've come a long way. It's got a lot of nice makeup effects. I highly recommend it, and go see Strange Invaders. Check your paper for local listings.
One man who usually gets singled out when people talk about third or fourth rate movies is Ed Wood, the man who brought you such classics as Glenn or Glenda and the science fiction epic Plan 9 from Outer Space, which could have used this flying saucer here. As a matter of fact, I'd like to present a salute to Ed Wood, a true master of the B movies. Well, D movies. You judge for yourself. Plan 9 from Outer Space was Ed's science fiction epic, made for about $37. When it comes to low budget thrillers, Ed Wood stands alone at the foot of the heap.
You have your report?
We had to pull in here to Space Station 7 for regeneration. We're returning to the planet Earth immediately thereafter.
What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Watch this guy pick up his script and read.
Plan 9. Ah, yes. Plan 9 deals with the resurrection of the dead.
Wrote all the dialogue himself. Here's an innovative, dramatic use of the word there.
But there's something in that cemetery. And that's too close for comfort.
The saucers are up there. And the cemetery's out there. But I'll be locked up in there. Now, off to your wild blue yonder.
Well, hello there, movie line callers. Paul Mack, everyone. This is John from La Habra, better known as John OCC. And I just want to say, Paul, I think you're doing a very good job. Keep up the good work. Now let's cut the bullshit and get down to business, okay? Now, regarding the movie, The Final Option, I liked it, okay? I'll tell you why I liked it. It had a lot of action in it, a lot of shoot-em-up scenes and this and that. And for the first hour, oh, I guess for the first 45 minutes of the movie, they're showing you what the SAS is and how it works, you know, and what their training is like. And on part of the terrorists' side, what their plan is and what they plan to do. And then the rest of the film is on how they try to stop them from doing what they're going to do. Action-wise, if you like a lot of shoot-em-ups, splatter, special effects, you know, that's the kind of movie to see. You know, action-wise, I'd give it about an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's definitely worth seeing if you're into kind of things like Blue Thunder, Apocalypse Now, and The Deer Hunter and stuff like that. So if you like that kind of thing, it's definitely worth going to see. Okay?
Hi, this is Jerry, and I saw two movies. I saw Vacation and Trading Places. And I thought Trading Places was so good, I'd give it perhaps an 8. But I thought it was really sad when Dan Aykroyd was having all those terrible things happen to him, and everybody was laughing, but I thought it was very sad, like ready to cry. And I saw, Vacation was sick humor. I'd give it maybe a 4 or a 5, but I did enjoy the movies because I enjoyed the company I had with me. And I hope he's listening to this line. Have a nice week, and hello, Paul, and goodbye.
This is Andy from Burbank. I don't have any movie review, but I would like to know if all the numbers that you give for other lines, if they are toll-free. Okay, so that's my question, and I'll be listening for you. And I really enjoy your tape. I think it's a great hobby, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Anyway, hey, I can see it now. I know exactly what happened. You've dialed all these wonderful numbers in Orange County and Canoga Park and also in Encino. And in the following month, your parents got the phone bill, and they came to you and they said, somebody's been dialing on our phone. No, listen, don't feel bad if that's what happened to you, because let me tell you, first of all, a toll-free number is not what you're at. What you want, and the other thing that I want to say is that, when did we start? Oh, and good, yeah. Okay, stop, slow down, one voice at a time. One voice, thank you. Now, only numbers with an 800 area code, that's 800, that's when you dial the 1 and then the area code and then the number, those are toll-free numbers. Now, when you're calling from Burbank and you're placing a call from Burbank to Orange County, that's another story. Now, that's a long-distance call, and you're going to have to pay through the pocket for that one, okay? So, like, when I said 6800894 in the 714 area code, that's John OCC out there. Now, you can't call that one for free, and you can't call Bob Observatory at 999-0429 in Canoga Park, or you can't even call On Target at 343-1323 in Encino. No, you can't call those for free, but I'll tell you what you can call for free. You can give old Feedback Network a call over there at 765-1000, and they'll give you a whole bunch of numbers. The main numbers are on rest right now, but hey, they'll be up soon, I'm sure. And in the meantime, they've got some joke lines you could call at 765-2000 or 982-7000. That's Feedback Telephone Network. They're a lot of fun. Yes, you can dial those for absolutely free. Won't cost you a dime. Yeah, and you can also call DBS, the Decrepo Broadcast System, which is currently running reruns. They're on summer hiatus. Yes, that's right, at 769-8880. It's free and well worth it.
Oh, yes. Hello, Paul. Hello, Mr. Mack. Hello, Movie and Hello, Movie Line Cars. This is Brian, Nobody Home. I just saw Vacation. Yes, I know it's been out for a hell of a long time, but being the bargain hunter that I am, I waited to see it when I only had to spend like $2 and see it at a double. Anyway, I was sorely disappointed. There's a massive lineup of talent there with the cast, Chevy Chase, and even the people who played bit parts like Frankie and Davis and John Candy, a lot of late-nighters, especially from SCTV, which was my favorite show before they canned it. Anyway, I expected a lot more. It seems that with that talent and with Harold Ramis, who also did Stripes and some other movies, directing, that they could make a better movie. But it seemed they aimed at the low, the kind of raunchy, disgusting humor that Late Night is so famous for, instead of making a classy movie, which works so well in Trading Places and Stripes, and even in Meatballs, even that had more classification. There's some sick jokes about Imogen Coco dying, the old lady, and they leave her in the pouring rain at somebody's house who's not even home in the Mideast, and tying the dog to the bumper and forgetting about it. That was pretty sick. But I laughed, I have to admit, but I really expected more intelligent humor instead of aiming for the 12-year-old crowd, so that's why I didn't like that movie. Also, while we're on the subject, you knew this was coming, call Nobody Home at 213-883-3623 for a potpourri of all kinds of wacky junk. That's right, or just dial TUFFMAD, tough, mad, and that'll get you through. And remember, Paul, a trouser snake has only one eye. Brian, Nobody Home, saying goodbye.
Hi, this is Sherry Encino. First of all, I'd like to say hi to Jerry, Tarzana, and Ken, and Ken on Target, and Jerry on Target. It's not Jerry on Target. And I'd like to leave a comment about David Bowie's latest movie, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. I've talked to a lot of people who think it's a boring movie, but I think those people are lacking intelligence because it's very great. it's the best movie. It's starring David Bowie and Tom Conti, and it's about, you know, Japanese war camps, and David Bowie is like a hero in it. And it's so sad at the end. Oh, God, you have to see it. And he's incredible, and he's the best naturalist actor. There's a part in it where he does a pantomime, and it's so realistic. It's fantastic, and I would rate this movie a 10. And you just have to see it. And also, if you get a chance, see The Man Who Fell to Earth. That's good, too. That's better. But thank you very much. Bye.
Universal Pictures presents Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, Java, 1942. In the chaos of war, one man's courage inspired both his comrades and his captors. David Bowie, Tom Conti, Jack Thompson. In Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. The story of a clash of cultures and a test of the human spirit. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
This is North Hollywood Reporter. I was just commenting on Brainstorm that I saw last night with the late Natalie Wood. I thought it was going to be good, but it wasn't really that great. The scenes were pretty good. The atmosphere around the movie was just all right. I give it a 6. It could have been better. And I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm not really sure what I'm going to see tonight, but I'll try and comment on it tonight. Take care. This has been the North Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, this is Paul from Van Nuys. I just saw a preview for Never Say Never again, and it was really good, but I like Roger Moore better than Sean Connery, because Roger Moore is, I think he's much better than James Bond, and the movie was pretty good. On my scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 7, and I'll call you next week.
Hi, this is Carrie. We're calling from Westwood, and the best movie I've seen all summer is Risky Business, because Tom Cruise is definitely a babe.
Hello?
Hi. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry I'm not home right now to get your call, but I'm out for a while. Should be back around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd be good enough to wait for the tone, and when you hear it, leave your name and phone number, and when I return home, I'll call you back. Here comes the tone.
You said you were going to be home today.
From me. I'm only a machine.
Well, I don't want to leave a message with a machine.
And what's wrong with machines?
Well, nothing other than...
If it weren't for machines, where would we be today? Do you realize if we had no machines, we'd still be in the Dark Ages? After all, being taken for granted is one thing, but not being realistic is another. Will you at least admit that machines were responsible for a man going to the moon? Not to mention just everyday... Which means that machines represent the difference...
Time of attack, midnight. Terrorist force, unknown. Number of hostages, 53. Demands, activation of a nuclear warhead. Degree of compromise, none. Plan of action, go for the final option. The final option. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
And now, Guy Gooden presents another memorable scene
from the greatest science fiction movie of all time, Star Wars.
My friend here doesn't like your face.
Oh, wow. Gee, I'm sorry about that. It's the only one my parents ever gave me.
My friend doesn't like your face, and I don't like your looks either. What are you going to do about it?
I wouldn't bother with this small fry if I were you. He's not worth the trouble.
Get out of my way, old man, or I'll retire you without a pension.
Wow, Ben, you cut off his lid.
Stay tuned for another memorable scene from the greatest science fiction movie of all time, Star Wars.
Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, write to the Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, zip code 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on the Movie Line every Friday and Saturday at 761-3330. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
But before we go tonight, I just wanted to thank you all for calling and to remind you that, yes, we are still having that contest featuring this very piece of music you're listening to now, entitled Knights Are Forever, and that is, if you can name us the motion picture it was recently featured in, Major Motion Picture, we'll send you absolutely free two-man theater tickets. All you got to do is write to our P.O. Box, 2600 Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Give us the answer, the correct answer, and we'll send you the tickets, okay? And that contest will expire October 31st. No entries taken after that date. Thanks for calling.
Tape will repeat momentarily.